Hey, you're tuned in to ADDDD. Hey. This is the Local Lawrence Art and Music Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Barr, hanging out here with Spence. What's up, Spence?
Hey, man. How you doing?
Pretty good. Thanks for doing the podcast.
Oh, no problem, man. Happy to do it.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we are here to talk about the upcoming CD release party. Spence is throwing May 13th, which is a Thursday, at the Tap Room, 10 p.m. It's going to be with Cloud Dog and DJ Godzilla.
Yeah.
Now, this is your second release, correct?
I've released two LPs and three EPs.
Okay. Yeah. Three EPs, great.
Yeah.
And then what's the format that this is going to be coming out in?
This is going to be mainly a digital release. So it'll be up online for free download like all my other ones have been.
You got a lot of local people on this record. I noticed that Approach, and then you also had Steady P. You mentioned Marty Martinez. Everybody knows. If I say Marty, everyone should know who I'm talking about. Everybody. He loves that too. He'll love that. Let's see. So then now you're. How long have you been working on this record?
It's been in progress for a while. I would say maybe 9 months. And the thing is, like, the songs that I've been writing have been, you know, completely at different points over that period of time. Mm-hmm. So there's stuff like 9 months ago, and then there's stuff I finished pinning like a couple of days ago.
That dish that's got me working every day. I never touch on the haters, nothing positive to say. Take all the culture killers and hang them with their own chain. No fame, vulture spitters bring life to tracks and make it bang. Making sure the local scene will never be the same. Indie ground sightings of Lawrence aim to change the game. Flow got cast faces scrunched, all rearranged. Steady serving shots with bars, throwing ones like make it rain. Bringing the funk to stink up your back seats. Got that fire burner boogie. Some say that I might pack heat. Never missing, need to listen. Pay attention, not to mention. We the henchmen gone fishing. Eyes bugged out tripping. A no show is a no no bozo.
All right, so then you come to Lawrence 4 years ago, and then how were you already connected with music? I mean,
yeah, I've been doing music for a few years prior in Austin. Started out as a DJ and then got into rapping, and but it wasn't until I got to Lawrence when I really started taking it more seriously.
Sure.
So, you know.
So you're from Austin then?
Yeah, I'm from Austin originally. It's my hometown. Yeah, when I came up here, you know, I threw down some dough and got a whole studio set up in my bedroom. And that's when I really started getting serious, and, you know, when I made my first LP.
Sure.
Yeah. Time moves along, went to see my childhood house, and it was long gone. It feels like progress and being shoved when a condo stands where a crack house was. Gentrifying what they call the rough parts. Every city got them, get no love parts. Drive through our neighborhoods, lock cars. Might get pissed on if they leave them overnight parked. Just by coincidence, not out of spite. Used to fight a lot, but thankfully that.
You start thinking, I want to put out a new record, you know, 9 or so months ago. Where did that moment come from?
It was, I put out a collaborative EP before that with this guy, Crazy T, who is living in Japan now, still doing music out there.
Nice.
And, that project was more like soul, like golden era kind of hip-hop influence stuff.
Yeah.
And then I just started making these beats that were just kind of like out of left field. Really unlike what I was doing. And I was like, I need to make an album. I need to get this while I can kind of a thing, you know, like capture this sound.
Everywhere, anything what I should do, make sense, that's what we
We ain't got no one to prove it to. Cause that's what we do. So voices everywhere. Is it what I could do?
Yeah.
Stage light hits, mic clenched in tight fists. Never plan my life around the sleep that I might get. Conserving daylight, kinda like a time switch. I digest, they choke, I'ma give them Heimlich. I break legs, they break ribs. Insomnia at night when I write raps, my grave shift plays sick. Well, maybe that'd help me see why the world that I'm in is chaos and anomalies. And honestly, I'ma put it to bed if my people were apathetic.
In its kind of beginning stages, which is, you know, it's definitely more of an electronic kind of direction I've gone in. And, okay. I did notice the beats definitely seemed a little bit more electronic, but not... They were still palatable. Like, at first I thought glitch mob a little bit, but not as glitchy. Like, just, you know, more... and not palatable in a... I don't mean that in any sort of negative way. I mean in a good way.
No, like... That's good. That's good to hear. That's good to hear you say. That's good to hear you say that. When I started out DJing, I started out in drum and bass. I wasn't into hip hop at first.
Right.
So I had that electronic foundation, and then, you know, kind of started putting some of those elements in the beats and got some positive feedback, and then just kind of took it and ran with it on this project.
Right on. Yeah. Okay. So then, is this the most? Like, this sound, this is a new, you would say this is a new sound for you then, kind of.
I would say it is, yeah.
And then, how did you even go about approaching? Did you just kind of start making beats first, and then you started chopping that around or bringing people to your studio, you know, I mean, or did you just pick up the phone and be like, approach, get over here?
Basically, I made a bunch of beats at first, and then writing was kind of secondary, you know, which was good because I kind of knew where the album was going and what it was going to sound like.
Because you're also doing some sampling of your own vocals, you're doing some loops, I've noticed, you know. And doing a little bit of rapping on there.
Yeah, the rapping. I guess the rapping is the, well, you know, one of the big, the main components there.
Are you hipsters out there? Are you hipsters out there? Are you hipsters out there? Are you hipsters? Are you hipsters out there? Are you hipsters out there? Are you hipsters out there? Are you?
Yeah, I'm about to go in and then go out. Yo, let the critics have their fun. They can call it hipster rap, but there's more to this than skinny jeans and a starter cap. Bastardizing through categorizing ain't the smartest path. That dismissive crap turned backpack to an artifact. A lot of boxes out here and wish they rap alike, but they lack the duct tape, not an open shut case. See, while I grab the mic, you could be a sacrifice. Y'all some children of the corn, why don't you discuss maze? Comprende, the scene is shifting. We don't grip grain, we rock shows and get changed. You get shamed like Pulp Fiction's Ving Rhames. Haters, y'all gimps, go find a link chain. Stop dropping the word like it's a bad thing. Keep in mind the term originated in the jazz age. My seat's hot cause I'm cruising in the bebop, and this is my theme song. Big ups to all my hipsters out there.
Are you hipsters out there? Are you hipsters out there? Are you hipsters? Okay. Are you hipsters out there? Are you hipsters out there? Are you hipsters out there? Are you...
What's really kept you going? Because I'm sure after 9 months, there's no way that everything has stayed the same from beginning to the end.
Yeah, a lot has changed. This last summer, I went to Japan. That kind of changed my perspective on things. Got out of a really long-term relationship I was in.
Mm-hmm.
There's some songs about that on the record.
Yep.
I would say for better or worse, but maybe for worse. But
right
hey,
on,
man.
Right on, right on.
But hey, man.
I got the key.
off before they've really done anything, you know. They might put out a single or two, and people are so quick to compare. It's like, this sounds like this, this is this.
Sure.
That's what All You Hipsters, my first single, is kind of about.
Right.
You know,
sure.
Because they've got the hipster rap term that they've coined in the, maybe the past like year
yeah.
or so now, you know.
Sure.
So it's kind of like a preemptive, like, before you say anything, like, listen to what I gotta say.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Before you break out a box for me.
Are you hipsters out there? Are you hipsters out there? Are you hipsters out there? Are you hipsters? Are you hipsters out there? Are you hipsters out there? Are you hipsters out there? Are you.
I DJ as well, but that's kind of a different thing, you know?
Right.
You're playing other people's music, so
sure.
This is me, like, putting myself out there.
Yeah.
And hope people like it.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to pause for a second because there's some douchebag playing guitar outside now.
Do the right thing style.
Shut up. Hey, guys. Up here. Look up. He's on the guitar. It's totally cool that you guys are playing out there. I just started recording an interview like 10 minutes ago with another guy that's about to have a CD release in like 5 days. Is there any way I can get you guys to maybe play like 20 feet that way? I have no money, man. I'm gonna say it'd be super cool to your fellow musician who's up here. Thanks, guys.
On that hustle, man.
There you go.
You got some money? I'll move.
There you go. I figured, you know, it's like, give me a break, you know?
Dude, well, that was hilarious. That'll go on the podcast.
Word. There's more criticism on the underground,
sure.
I feel like, by far, you know, because people know what to, they know what to expect in mainstream hip hop before it happens.
Right.
You know, it's really like paint by numbers
mm-hmm.
kind of a thing.
Sure.
But I think people are more critical of underground artists just because the quality of the music
mm-hmm.
is generally higher and... You know, they're putting themselves out there more.
Sure.
A lot of the mainstream stuff, those are images people are creating, characters people
sure.
are creating and embodying. So
mm-hmm.
it's not the same level of, you know, person, of like person to personhood.
Right, right.
Experiment. I've never played this song by myself, but I'm going to give it a try.
And then, I mean, what would you say? I mean, like you give me your pitch right now on even just the Lawrence music scene. How do you feel it's doing?
I feel like now it's really good, and I'm happy about what's going on. When I arrived, I think it was a different story, especially hip-hop-wise. I feel like people were really just disenchanted and jaded because
that was the tail end of...
Of the real, you know, approach, Miles Bonney,
yep.
Mac Lethal, Sounds
yep.
Good, Deep Thinkers
mm-hmm.
era, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All those cats who were just like going at it hard,
right?
And then everyone kind of went in different directions, and so people were just kind of like, "Well, there's nothing going on,"
right?
You know, and it was kind of discouraging at first, but then I feel like when I just kind of shrugged that off,
mm-hmm.
I was like, "Well, you know, it doesn't matter that you know not as much is going on,
right?
You know, if no one starts anything, it's
mm-hmm.
not gonna
yeah.
stay that way." So. Once I kind of brushed that idea off, I really started getting productive.
Shine through, best believe we grind to. Shine through, best believe we doing our thing.
Hey, love the world. Hey, shine through. Best believe we grind to shine.
We shine through.
Shine through. Best believe we doing our thing.
We gonna
shine through. Best believe we grind to. We shine through. Shine through. Best believe we doing our thing.
We shine.
How do you feel about moving the KJ Shack to the Union?
I was kind of bummed out. I went in last Friday for my last show. Mm-hmm. Brought in my Crater Records, you know. And I'm a little bit bummed out about it. Like, I know that it's a good thing in a lot of respects. Like, we literally have no space.
No room left.
Not really room to even squeeze another CD in there.
Yeah.
You know, and making it like handicap accessible, more visible on campus. Like there's a lot of good components that come along with it. But you know, I've spent all that time in there, so it's like it's a sentimental place to a lot of people.
Oh, that I could bend my tongue out when it's almost hurting.
Yeah, man.
So, all right. Well, what else? I mean, what else is going on in either in your life or like what are you looking at? It doesn't even have to be about the record right now. Things you're thinking about.
I'm looking at the future, really, because since the school phase of my life is ending, mm-hmm. it's like I'm looking at what's next.
Yeah.
So, really, it's about continuing the grind over the summer, mm-hmm. playing out as much as possible. And then in August, I'm actually moving back to Austin.
Oh, okay.
This is the life of the party. We gon' do it right.
So then, what was the first first crazy thing you remember when you came to Lawrence?
Well, I moved into Sunflower House.
My first
year here.
Okay.
I think that kind of.
I bet that had
that speaks for itself.
Blown your mind, yeah.
Yeah.
So then, but you've been living at the ECM right now?
Yeah, I've been living there for the past like 3 years.
How's that living in the ECM?
I love it. I love that place.
Yeah.
You know, all kinds of groups there, and it always defies everyone's expectations because uh-huh. they're like, you live in the basement of the church,
right?
You know, I'm like, can we? It's cool if we hang out here. Can we drink here?
Right.
And then once they kind of like get in the know,
right. You
know,
it's totally not what people think. I mean, even I was completely, had no idea until I finally went there and started going to, what's the free lunch?
The veggie lunch, yeah.
You know, it's the best thing ever.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that.
I mean, it's right, yeah, I still miss it. I live in town. I mean, it's four KU students, but if I wanted to leave, you know, I could easily get up and they don't care. It's like whoever would show up, they'll feed you, you know, throw a buck or two in the tip jar, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I definitely think that's a great, great thing that they do. So then, I don't know what else. I mean, we're about to wrap this up. So I mean, is there anything else you want to throw out there? I mean, anything else you feel like you haven't talked about or?
Maybe just a couple of last shout outs.
Oh, yeah, man, go for it.
Yeah, like the people I mentioned previously, and then everyone who's involved with the album. You know, Steady P, Approach, Ebony Tusks, aka Martinez Hillard. you know, Max Steiner, my friend from Austin, who's doing the cover art. Young Mitch, who I've got on a beat, DJ Godzilla for recording, helping me record a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. Derek Zarda for letting me chop his voice on the All You Hipsters Out There.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I love that sample.
Yeah. And friends, family, and everyone who's supporting right now, coming out to shows, watching the video on YouTube, everyone who's going to download the album, and everyone who's going to come out on May 13th. Planet Pluto CD release party with me and Cloud Dog, DJ Godzilla, 10 p.m. at the Tap Room.
Right on, man. Well, Spence, I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to kind of cut this stuff up and see how this evolves. I feel like the interview is going really well. So
cool.
Man, thanks for coming out today. We'll do a little high five over the internet. High five.
Hope you guys got that.
Oh, yeah. It's in. Hopefully the little mouse in the background doesn't make a reoccurring appearance throughout the podcast. But either way, I think... You had a good vibe, man. So, you know, best of luck.
Thanks, cool, thanks
for doing it. So,
you too. Finishing up this week.
Boy, this week's gonna be killer.
Yeah.
You've been listening to ADD. To Spence's CD release party, May 13th, this coming Thursday, with Cloud Dog and DJ Godzilla, 10 p.m. at the Tap Room. You are listening to ADD. I'm your host, Jason Barr. Keep going back. Peace.
Third world hustle, first world vanity, glutton on a trash heap, freshness out the factory. Rebel in the rubble, what you begging for them crumbs for? Shanty on lock, now I'm balling like a slumlord. Thief in the night, on arrival at your front door. You ask a lot of questions, but what else would I have come for? It's a collection of the firstborn. Father with his hands up, daughter with her wet palm. Black market, trains rushing, moonlit percussion. Wallace stood and marveled at a duffel full of duckets. Pass around the hot plate and celebrate the plunder. Destination, destiny, you're married to that hunger. 2 a.m. in neon, bury me in the harsh glow. Out of code buildings, foreigners wed the lost souls. A street rat's interpretation of a summer. Survival of the fittest in this aisle's cage I'm under. Shanty on lock, now I'm ballin' like a slumlord. Shanty on lock, now I'm ballin' like a slumlord. Shanty on lock, shanty.
Shanty on lock, now I'm
ballin'.